Esther presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, Once Upon a Honeymoon. The starring players...
Anna Turner.
And this is John Hodiak.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in the delightful RKO comedy, Once Upon a Honeymoon. It stars Lana Turner as Kitty O'Hara, alias Catherine Butt Smith, and John Hodiak as Patrick O'Toole. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Once Upon a Honeymoon. This was back in 1938. The little house painter with the crazy mustache hadn't smeared all of Europe yet, but his agents were booking a lot of future business. One of those agents, perhaps the cleverest, was the Austrian Baron Franz von Lubert. You couldn't pin anything on him, of course, but wherever he went, things just seemed to happen. If he went to Schmetz...
Extra! Mayor of Schmetz resigns!
If he went to Plutz...
Extra! Big fire railroad yacht at Plutz!
Or if he simply passed through Bucharest...
Extra! Extra! Bomb explodes in Bucharest!
All of which interested Pat O'Toole on foreign service for a U.S. radio network. But then the Baron's engagement was announced to Miss Catherine Butt Smith, an American. And that seemed to interest Pat even more.
Honest, Mac, you ought to see her.
Have you?
Last night in the hotel dining room. And it's funny, I've got a feeling I've seen her before.
You need some new dialogue. That's the oldest line in the world.
No kidding, I couldn't forget anything like that. She's peaches and cream in Technicolor. Why, she's got more curves than the Columbia Highway, soft shoulders and all.
Yeah, lay off, Pat. She's not your type.
Any girl's my type. I can just adjust myself at the drop of an eyelid.
That's the story of your life. Now look, son, she's out of your class. They say she's mainline, Philadelphia.
I say she's streamline, South Brooklyn. You should have heard her trying to say Wiener Schnitzel.
You're trying to say you think she's a phony?
I'll tell you better this afternoon.
This afternoon? You mean you got an interview? Have you talked with her?
Not with her, with a maid. The Fräulein expects her French dressmaker at 3.
Yeah, yeah, but where do you come in?
Right through the front door.
This French needle pusher, I am what you say, him.
Close Peter has arrived, madame.
Send him in, Elsa.
That will not be necessary, madame. Voila, I am here.
Well, I'm in a hurry. Here, take my measurements, and don't waste any time.
Mm-hmm. I mean we. Taking those measurements couldn't possibly be a waste of time.
Well, where would you like to start?
First, I shall put the arm around you, so...
Oh.
Now I put the other arm around, so... Now I grab my wrist.
What on earth are you measuring that way? My waist?
My blood pressure. In your case, madame, there is no waste. Every bit of you is being used to the best advantage.
Will you please keep your mind on my measurements?
The rest of my life, madame.
Well, don't you have a tape? How can you measure me without a tape?
You see, madame, I have the tape, but it is red. At a time like this, I don't like to be bothered with the red tape.
Well, all right, do it your way, but hurry, please.
I do not think I can get the correct measurements this way. Could I see just a little morsel of the torso?
What? Oh, well, how's this? Something wrong.
No, everything is wonderful.
I don't see what you mean.
You stand back here with me and look at you, and you'll see what I mean.
Well, tell me, do you think with my figure I should wear a small bustle?
No.
Well, now, please, let's tend to business. I want a sport suit with a fur collar.
Oh, yes, the fur collar. I would suggest the fur of the wolf.
Uh-huh. Well, would you suggest we go down to your shop, or shall I skin you here?
Madame.
What is it, Elsa?
Madame, another clothes fitter has arrived.
Another?
Uh-oh.
Shall I bring him in too, madame?
No. Have him wait in the other room.
Yes, madame.
And close the door this time, Elsa.
Yes, madame.
Well, so you're a dressmaker, are you?
Well, not exactly. I'm a reporter for the Overseas Service of the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Oh, you broadcast. Just what do you do?
Oh, I have a very important job. As soon as they say, we take you now by shortwave to Algiers, I'm the guy who goes...
Oh, yes. Yes, now I recognize your voice. Mr. Pat O'Toole.
Look, I've got to get a story. There's a lot of interest in your fiancé, and in you, too.
Mr. O'Toole, maybe I haven't made myself clear, but I do not intend to be interviewed.
You know, I've been thinking. Marriage is a serious thing, and I... a girl like you shouldn't make a mistake. Especially one with your background.
And just how do you think I could go wrong?
One way would be to marry this Baron von Luber. That is before you get to know me better.
Oh, well, now that's very kind of you, Mr. O'Toole.
Oh, it's really nothing. I'd do as much for any girl as beautiful as you. If there were any, which there aren't. You know, you might adore me when you get to know me. I'm just a lovable, big-hearted boy. Never fail to put the cap back on a toothpaste. Always doing some little romantic thing like that.
Well, from what I hear, it doesn't take long to get to know you. I hear you try to kiss a girl as soon as you meet her.
Oh, you've heard about me, huh?
Yes, you've got quite a reputation here in Austria. They call you the Henry Kaiser of the Vienna Woods.
Yeah. Well, I could forget that mass production for you.
You're practically overpowering me.
Well, I may not know my own strength, but I can recognize my weakness when I meet her.
Well, I'm afraid it's hopeless. The Baron and I are to be married in Czechoslovakia tomorrow.
Why Czechoslovakia? Why not here in Vienna?
Austria's joining the Nazis. Hitler will arrive in Vienna this afternoon.
How do you know?
The Baron told me.
For a guy who hates Hitler, your Baron seems to have quite an inside track on the news.
The Baron has one aim in life, to save countries from Hitler.
Well, his aim must be pretty bad. He didn't do too well here in Austria, did he?
No, but he expects to do much better in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, and I know exactly what he's going to do. Say, I'd like him to do one little favor for me.
What's that?
Tell him to try to mess around in Italy for a while. Well, Mac, you can cross Czechoslovakia off your map for a while. Hitler's army will march in tomorrow morning, and Poland's next on the list.
Poland? How do you know?
Baron Franz von Luber is leaving Czechoslovakia tonight and going to Poland.
Well, what does that prove?
Oh, you know the routine. Whenever the Baron moves into a country to save it from Hitler, that country's lost. Austria, Czechoslovakia, and now Poland.
You haven't any proof, you know.
No, but I have a low, suspicious mind. I'm going to follow the Baron and his Baroness to Poland. Well, Baroness von Luber, fancy meeting you here.
Why, Mr. O'Toole, what are you doing in Warsaw?
Oh, just hanging around until you catch on to that phony you married. Incidentally, what is a Baron doing in Poland? Still trying to prevent war?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What time do the guns go off?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. When the Baron moves into a country, it's only a matter of time until the German army and Hitler follow him in. And in that order.
Well, he's just unlucky.
Unlucky. He should go to a mind reader and find out about these things like Hitler did once.
Hitler went to a mind reader? Well, what did he find out?
No mind. Complete refund. Do you actually believe that the Baron's just unlucky? Well, do you?
Well, no.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Where?
Well, let's not bring up technicalities at a time like this. Did I ever tell you that you have beautiful eyes?
Just noticed them?
See, just goes to show you how I'm misunderstood. It's the second time I've noticed them. And those lips, they could be meant for just one thing.
Yes, I do whistle a lot. Well, won't you tell me more about me?
Nope, not until you get a divorce from the Baron. I just couldn't steal anything from a man like him. Unless, of course, it was some little thing like a country or a nation.
And what makes you so sure I'll divorce the Baron?
You mean you might just up and shoot him with ammunition as scarce as it is?
Well, I don't think I want a divorce.
If you don't divorce him, I'll tell.
You'll tell what?
I'll tell the Baron that you're just as big a phony as he is.
What?
I'll tell him that you're not Catherine Butt Smith of the Philadelphia Butt Smiths, but Kitty O'Hara of the 42nd Street Burlesque O'Haras.
Oh.
Oh, Kitty, we better get out of Poland while there's still time.
I wouldn't want anything to happen to you.
What's that?
Mice. Or I should have said rats.
Oh, but that sounds like...
Yeah, and it's just what it sounds like. The Baron has completed his mission to Warsaw. Saved it for Hitler.
Do you know what'll happen if this keeps up?
What?
The United States will get pulled into this in a few years, and then they'll send Bing Crosby over here, and he'll croon that Hitler crazy. Now, you mark my words. Anna?
Yes, madame.
Help me pack my things immediately. I just have time to catch the last bus out of Warsaw.
Yes, madame.
Are these your children, Anna?
They are mine, madame. They heard the Germans are only 4 miles away, and they came to the hotel to tell me.
Oh, why, they're trembling. Oh, don't be frightened, darling. You have your mama.
Yes, they have their mama. They're Jewish, and they remember how it was in Germany.
Oh, well, maybe I can help you get on that last bus. They're taking people to a train somewhere.
Oh, madame, but the border we could never cross. You see, here, on my passport, it says Jew.
Oh, I see. Wait a minute. I have an American passport. We'll take the picture out of yours and put it in mine. Then you'll have an American passport.
And you?
Well, I'll have the American consul and Pat O'Toole.
Hello? Thank you. The Baron is on his way up to the apartment, madame.
Well, then we'd better be on our way out. Here, take my passport and give me yours.
Yes, madame. God bless you.
Here. Quatsch muss aufhören. Einschlafen.
Well, if there's anything amusing about this, I wish you'd tell me, Mr. O'Toole.
Oh, please don't call me by my maiden name. According to that passport you so carefully hung on to, our name is Bechstein. Anna Bechstein and husband, a concentration camp kids. Look at that barbed wire. Look at those sentries. Look at those machine guns.
Well, they're certainly guarding us closely.
Too close for comfort. Even too close for love. I feel like a piece of meat at the Safeway.
We wouldn't... You know, we wouldn't be in a concentration camp if you hadn't listed me as a casualty and proved to the Baron that I was dead.
You know, Harry, you're a character. You spend your whole life being selfish, trying to get ahead. And just because you ran into someone who's worse off than you are, you give her your passport and yourself a ticket to a concentration camp. It made me feel good all over.
I'm glad, Pat. Oh, but how do we get out of here?
Well, let's see. How are you on flying? Flap your wings pretty well?
Well, a little rough on the takeoff. Of course, we might dig a tunnel and get out. I'll bet you go for good.
No, I think I'm more the mole type. Anyhow, I hate tunnels. I get lost.
Did you ever hear of the Tunnel of Love?
That's where I get lost the best.
Oh.
I started through the Holland Tunnel once, got lost, came out a drain pipe in the Bronx.
Just think. A drip in a drain and no drizzle.
Kitty, honey, where would you like to go for your honeymoon?
Oh, any place. Any place where there's peace, quiet... And you, Pat. Tell me, is Niagara Falls still running?
Honey, there are two things in the States that will always be running, and Niagara Falls is one of them.
Oh, if we could only honeymoon in Venice and live there.
Why Venice?
Well, in Venice, you'd have to swim home. And then you couldn't stop and talk to the pretty girls, or you'd drown.
Well, I could tread a little water, couldn't I? Mm-hmm.
But suppose the American consul doesn't believe we're Americans.
Don't be silly. He'll believe we're Americans. I'll get him in a crap game.
But suppose he still doesn't believe us. Then what?
Then, Madam Queen, we're in a pickle-ment.
Yeah, man, show is a mess, ain't it?
As the curtain falls on Act One, we turn the spotlight on you. Do you feel sensitive about exposing your face to bright lights? If so, listen to this important message from Lady Esther.
When a doctor undertakes to treat you for an illness, he asks first for symptoms. Then he tries to find the cause of these symptoms. Well, skin troubles are symptoms too. Big pore openings, blackheads, dry, rough skin. All these are symptoms that something is wrong. Often it means that the pore openings are clogged, that hidden dirt and impurities are buried in these tiny depressions. Now, the reason Lady Esther Face Cream not only beautifies but greatly benefits your skin is just this. It removes the chief cause of many skin troubles. It cleans the skin so thoroughly that it's able to function again as nature intended. It gets way down into those clogged pore openings and loosens those stubborn little pellets of dirt so they wipe off quickly and easily. It loosens and absorbs the dry skin flakes, leaves the surface of your skin radiant with new life, new freshness. And I ask the chance to prove all this. I ask you to make the Lady Esther patch test. Just rub a little Lady Esther four-purpose face cream on one cheek. Wipe it off and look in your mirror. Compare that cheek with the other. See how much fresher and cleaner it looks. Touch it with your fingers. Feel how smooth it's become, like the delicate, satiny feel of a baby's cheek. Now that's what will happen to your entire face when you use Lady Esther face cream. For it does all the four things your skin needs most for beauty. One, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. You can prove all this with the patch test. And remember, the patch test takes only 30 seconds. In just 30 seconds, half a minute, you can see and feel the great improvement Lady Esther face cream makes in your skin.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Once Upon a Honeymoon, starring John Hodiak as Patrick O'Toole and Lana Turner as Katie O'Hara. Pat's faith in the American consul in Warsaw was justified. He got them out of the concentration camp and supplied temporary papers which permitted them to travel to Paris. Unfortunately, however, by the time they reached Paris, the German army had broken through the Allied lines and there was no time for love. So Kitty and Pat hurried to the American embassy to secure passports to return to the United States. As we raise the curtain, Kitty has entered an inner office of the embassy unannounced.
My dear young woman, unless you have official business of some sort, I'm forced to tell you... You certainly are.
I know you're busy. Everybody's busy, but if you'll just give me a moment...
I'm very sorry, but...
I want to get back to the States. You see, I'm a baroness. My husband is Baron von Luber, but I'm really an American.
Pardon me, did you say von Luber?
Yes. Yes, I married him in Czechoslovakia and left him about 6 months ago in Warsaw. You see, he thinks I'm dead.
Huh. Miss O'Hara, would you like to do something for your country?
Well, of course, but what could I do?
You have a husband, Miss O'Hara, that your country would like to be on guard against. We'd like to know what his plans are for us.
You mean you think I could find out?
I think you could get what we want, yes.
Yes, I suppose I could. Only...
Only what?
Well, since I left the Baron, I've met someone else. Someone who's terribly important to me. You see...
Yes, I see. We're all patriotic until it comes to personal sacrifice, and then...
Listen, if you're going to put it that way... Oh, but what's the use? I couldn't even tell you where the Baron is. He may be in Africa, for all I know.
No, he's right here in Paris.
What?
He's stopping at the Hotel Crillon. We would like you to join the Baron there immediately.
Oh, no, not tonight. Oh, I couldn't join him tonight without seeing Pat again. Wouldn't tomorrow morning do as well?
Well, all right. But you mustn't tell your friend where you're going.
But I can't just walk out without...
Miss O'Hara, you're in a position to do your country a great service if you follow instructions.
Well, yes, sir. What are my instructions, sir?
Don't you understand? Something's happened to her. People don't just disappear, and she's too beautiful to just ugly away.
Mr. O'Toole... Will you please listen to reason? France is lost, the Germans are in Paris, everywhere you look the world is crumbling, and all you're worrying about is where Miss O'Hara disappeared.
You're darn right it is, and if you won't help me, I know someone who will.
There's an American to see you, Your Excellency.
Well, show him in.
Yes, Your Excellency. His Excellency will see you now.
Thanks. Hello, Baron von Luber. Remember me? Name's O'Toole.
Oh, yes, you're a radio reporter.
I was until you guys came along and put me out of business. They won't let me broadcast anymore.
Is that so? Well, perhaps we can remedy that. I have little influence now on radio. Perhaps we can help each other.
Help each other?
Yes. You will broadcast to America as the voice of Europe. You will be famous. It might even help you get your girl back.
What?
Catherine is very fond of you, Mr. O'Toole, and if I wish to, I could let her go. She doesn't know it yet, but she is, well, you might say, my prisoner. Here, take my card. It has the address of my broadcasting studios. I shall look forward to seeing you.
Baron, you're going to.
Well, Mr. O'Toole, you capitulated more quickly than I had expected. I assume that you have decided to broadcast to America for us.
That's right. On a sustaining basis, of course. Tell me, how is that?
Oh, one thing at a time, Mr. O'Toole. Now, if you'd care to sit down and prepare your broadcast material.
I have it prepared.
Then, by all means, let me hear it.
Okay. Citizens of the United States, Hitler has nothing but admiration for America.
That's very good, really.
Toward the nations of the New World, his friendship knows no bounds.
Oh, I am sorry, Mr. O'Toole. You will have to strike out that no bounds.
How about his friendship will stop at nothing?
Uh-huh. You are improving, Mr. O'Toole. Go on, please.
So, citizens of the United States, tell this to your children if you want them to know the truth. Tell it to the workers and the soldiers. And above all, tell it to the Marines.
That's excellent, Mr. O'Toole. And you might put in a little something about me. When one speaks of Hitler and Goering, it is so easy to add von Luber.
Well, do you think it's right to put yourself ahead of Hess?
Well, maybe not, but ahead of Himmler. That will make the Führer laugh.
Then why don't I mention Sicily? I hear that makes him hysterical.
Mr. O'Toole, everything depends on your first broadcast this afternoon. Do not make any slips, Mr. O'Toole.
Baron, are you suggesting that I double-cross you?
It would be very foolish. Remember, I still hold your Catherine as my prisoner. And her only identification proves that she is Anna Bechstein, a Jewess who escaped from Warsaw.
I get it.
It's good that you do, because the Führer himself will be a guest in my apartment at the time of your first broadcast this afternoon. And should anything go wrong, Anna Bechstein might suffer serious consequences.
Herr Baron, the Führer is coming now.
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler! Let's give me another heil!
Heil Hitler!
Melodious, isn't it?
Herr Hitler, I want you to meet my wife, Catherine. Yes, meet my wife, Catherine, right over here.
Hardly pleased to meet you, Mr. Hitler, I'm sure.
You are from America, I take it?
Well, I'm from America, but the rest of that crack I question.
If you are from America, there is one question I must ask.
Go right ahead.
Last night, my fortune teller prophesied my future. Tell me. Who is it, this Spike Jones?
Never heard of him.
You never heard of him? Then let's get on with the broadcast. I have a bad headache.
Well, maybe your halo is on too tight.
I am better on the radio than this American boy. If it were possible, I would broadcast myself.
You'd have a very low Crosley in the Bronx, bud.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you now by shortwave a report from Patrick O'Toole in Paris. Go ahead, Paris.
Hello, everyone. This is Paris. Today, the French capital plays host to the conqueror, Adolf Hitler. Hitler has said repeatedly that he has no quarrel with England and toward the nations of the New World. To show you how human the Nazis are, I want to describe one man. He happens to be a very important man, Baron von Luber. He's commonly referred to as Nazi number 5. But before he's finished, mark my words, he'll be Nazi number 1.
What was that?
Oh, he meant after you, Fear, after you.
Of course, sir. These days, everybody's after me.
This remarkable Nazi, von Luber, had the courage of 10 Aryans. He married an American girl who turned out to be Jewish. And rather than give her up, he pretends she is a Jewish prisoner and tells people his wife died in Warsaw. There's a brave man for you.
What was that?
Nothing, Fear, nothing.
Hi, Hitler.
Yes, a gentleman here from the American Embassy.
I beg your pardon. I'm looking for Baron von Luber.
I am Baron von Luber. What do you want?
I'm delivering your wife's American passport.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yes. Mr. O'Toole told me to deliver it to you and see you to the boat. When do you plan on leaving?
Right now, with you.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, she does.
Oh, yes, she does. Heil Hitler.
Very well. Come on.
Lead on, Macduff.
Oh, Mr. Ambassador.
Yes, Mr. Hitler?
I noticed that the American Embassy was pretty well run down.
Well, you know how it is. We've been meaning to get it fixed.
Well, don't do anything about it until you get my price for the painting and paper hanging. You see, I have a contract in Russia that may not turn out so well. And it might be we could do business.
That's a laugh. Who ever heard of anybody doing business with Hitler?
Well, honey, another half hour and we're in good old New York.
Oh, it's all so wonderful. Then my divorce from the Baron in Reno.
Then just the two of us for always and always.
Just the two of us, always?
You mean we'll...
Wouldn't you like...
Would it cry and that other stuff?
Well, couldn't you...
I don't know how. I've never...
Well, you'll learn. You just put a safety pin in your teeth and...
Won't that scare it?
Oh, darling.
Look, Katie, can I tell you a story before we get to New York?
All right.
Well, once upon a honeymoon...
Oh, our honeymoon. Oh, yes, we must plan that before anything else.
Oh, yes, let's plan that first. Now we'll...
Well, now, save it till later. We haven't the time right now.
Huh? Why?
Well, I just happen to think maybe my lips were meant for something besides whistling.
Thank you, Lana Turner and John Hodiak, for a delightful half hour.
It's been lots of fun, Mr. Bradley. And our appearance here with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players is always pleasurable because we all know the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house and clinic, a work which derives its support largely from these radio shows. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's foremost beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Turner. Ladies, I'd like you to see with your own eyes exactly what happens when you apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream to one part of your face. I'd like you to see the look of freshness and beauty that patch of skin takes on. I'd like you to feel the difference. Feel how much softer and smoother that patch of skin has become. That's why I ask you to make the Lady Esther patch test. It will show you in 30 seconds more than I could tell you in an hour. Here's all you do. Rub a little Lady Esther face cream on one cheek or on one part of your forehead or chin. Wipe it off and then look in your mirror. See how clean and fresh that patch of skin looks. Touch it with your fingers. Feel the silky petal-smooth softness of it. Now, what happened to that one patch of skin will happen to all your face when you apply Lady Esther face cream. For it does the four things your skin needs most for beauty. Many women who thought they were born with a bad skin write and tell me they see an exciting difference after the very first application. So convince yourself. See this difference with your own eyes in 30 seconds, just half a minute, when you make the Lady Esther patch test.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present You Belong to Me. It will star Lee Bowman and Paulette Goddard. Be sure to listen. Lana Turner and John Hodiak can currently be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Marriage is a Private Affair. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You can save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you. And good night, everyone. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.